of mine for a long time, working with handicapped kids, and that is at-risk kids who survive, who make it, who do well. And one of the things that I came up with in following a couple of research studies is kids who do seem to survive, who do make it, and the researchers have given them different names. One of them was calling them resilient students, another was survivors. And one of the characteristics that seemed to prevail with those students is they found a meaningful adult to identify with, to be their mentor, their role model. And often that mentor or role model was listed as a teacher. When you're working in a classroom of 30 or 25, in my case, in special ed, I have classes next year that will have 20 kids in it. You can't be that person to those students with that many kids in a classroom. And there is a chance for those kids, but not in that kind of a high teacher-pupil ratio. One of the results of this kind of thing is I, as a teacher who's taught 19 years in special ed, am thinking about leaving special ed. I would have probably better teacher-pupil ratio in a regular classroom, and I would have a lot less after-school time because there's a lot of special ed meetings and that type of thing to get ready for the meeting with parents and that type of thing.
I appreciate that testimony because we're getting a lot of that from around the state, from superintendents and others. We're cutting into curriculum. I'd like to see you after, I won't say after class. Senator Cotton.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I think it's really wise for you folks to show up here and not just write letters and talk to us on the telephone. I know that a lot of you have good contacts in the legislature and you learn a lot, but you really aren't going to find out all the political ramifications that aren't spoken at the table here, especially concerning the funding for education this year. There's a lot of support in the legislature for the $63,000 level, but you're going to hear, as you're here, a lot of the other inside as to why that might not happen and which bills are tied up where, and you know, a lot of the inside politics that you wouldn't learn unless you're here. So I think it's really smart for you to be here, and glad to see you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony. Means adjourned.